The Wolves came into homecoming weekend looking to get back on track after falling to Oregon's Philomath High School in an impromptu game earlier in the week. Petersburg came to town looking to keep their rivals in the loss column. The Wolves fought hard Friday night and managed to pull off a double overtime victory over the Vikings, 60-56. Ryan Howe led all scorers with 35 points. Coach Ray Stokes says he was happy to get the win, but they made it harder on themselves.
If we'd have hit a few free throws down the stretch, it wouldn't have got that situation, but it made it exciting, so gave us a little more playing time, I guess, but hopefully we'll learn from some of our mistakes. I didn't think we rebounded quite well enough when we really should have, and but I was proud of the boys. They didn't quit and had opportunities. So
Petersburg did not need overtime to get revenge on the following night. The Vikings would use 6 3-pointers to down the Wolves 65-51. John Masella led the way with 20 points. Howell would score 41 of the Wolves' 51 points in a losing effort. Stokes says he was happy with Howell's performance, but the rest of the squad did not have a presence under the basket.
We let them inside too much, didn't deny the ball at all to the inside. And offensively, just kind of some of them just stand around. And I understand that Ryan kind of is trying to make it go, but the rest of them got to spot up and get ready, and some of them just stand there. So we got some things to work on. You know, they tried hard, but we got to get better.
Stokes says he was okay with the weekend's results. The homecoming split drops the Wolves to 1-2 on the season. WHS will be in action this weekend as they play host to Sitka. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.